Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, yesterday is our patronal feast day, that of St. James the Just. Though we, St. James is like, a poor kid with too many brothers and sisters. He has to share his room, and he has to share this feast day with St. Philip, who said, every time I read this, I chuckle. I said, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Well, I would hope that would be enough for you if you were shown the Father. And yet they had been shown the Father. They've been shown the Father constantly because the Father is in Christ and Christ is in the Father. They're separate persons, but there is that communion of love which exists and being which exists within the Blessed Trinity, so that Christ is the perfect revelation or showing of the Father. So, you want to know the Father? Know Jesus. It's the only way to know the Father. But regardless, our James doesn't get any words. Philip is put first on the list because he's got words. But our James is not the son of Zebedee. He is the son of Alphaeus. He is a cousin of our Lord. Not as some weirdos think, his half-brother or brother, but he's his cousin, because he's the son of Alphaeus, not the son of Joseph. And his mother is a different Mary, not our Mary. Mary is a very common name, Miriam. He was one of the 12. And as one of the 12 after our Lord's resurrection, he was the first bishop of the church in Jerusalem. And he presided over the Council of Jerusalem, the Proto-Council. St. James, as with all of the other apostles, except for the Apostle John, gave his life for the faith. He was thrown from the parapet of the temple, and when that didn't kill him, he was beaten to death with fuller's clubs. And so he laid down his life in testimony to the Christ. It's not so important that he had words or great deeds, but that he was an apostle. And more than that he was a martyr, and he gave up his life in testimony to the truth of the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.